Hey, Grandy, will you get the numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers unless they're my numbers, and then the numbers count.
Numbers are numbers,
thank you.
And numbers are numbers.
I got some numbers. Sometimes something, because I'm actually not, like, you know this about me, I'm not a numbers guy.
No.
I would much rather be involved in the emotional conversation of what's going on with what we watch. Certainly some numbers matter. Some
your numbers, apparently.
My numbers matter. Some are misleading. I always hated that show on ESPN, Numbers Never Lie. I'm like, they're not, they lie all the time.
Right.
All the time. But this one I noticed today. Shout out to Jeff Deeney, who covers the Niners. And he tweeted something out, and the minute I saw it, I went, oh my goodness. I think I've got something here. Listen to this, and you all tell me, what does this do for you when you hear this? Okay? Through the first eight games of the 49ers season, Brock Purdy attempted 29 passes down the field of 20-plus yards. 29 attempts in eight games. That is 3.5-plus per game, 3.6 to be exact. 3.6 per game, 20-plus yards down the field. In the last two games, that number shrunk all the way to zero. None. Not one.
None passes.
Since the bye. No attempts. None. And I saw that and I went, all right, what's different in the last two games that was not the case in the first eight? What's different?
Well, a couple things. One, Christian McCaffrey's back. Captain Checkdown has returned, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's focus on Christian McCaffrey being back. Because when I saw that, that's where my head went, which is, do we actually have a security blanket problem? Do we have Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan both being so pleased that their number one weapon is back that they are indeed leaning on him too much? Too many of the play calls are centered around Christian. I saw videos this morning, all 22, where Juwan Jennings and Deebo Samuel, potentially, were open downfield. But Christian McCaffrey was opener 3 yards away from him. Boop, check down. Now, he got a first down on that particular play, so that's fine. But are they leaning on Christian McCaffrey too much to the point where it is taking all of the other aspects of their game away? And the second piece of that is something we experience in sports all the time, like in the Warriors championship year when Klay Thompson re-entered the lineup halfway through the year and they immediately took a little dip. A great player came back, but they took a dip because you had to re-inject a major presence into your lineup and sort of re-get used to how to play. And maybe that's what the Niners are doing here. Look at the couple games leading in to when Christian returned. Now, they played the Chiefs once. I think that's the best defense in football, one of the best teams in football. They only scored 18 points. But the other two games before the bye with no Christian, there's your 30 Purdy. They scored 30 against the Cowboys. They scored 36 against the Seahawks on the road in prime time on short rest. Injuries all over the place. Offense was moving the ball then. Now, all of the sudden, now they're averaging 20 points a game. They're trying field goals left and right and checking the ball down because Christian's back. I think in the short term, it's actually not been the best thing for that offense.
No, and it's been Kyle who's decided to play him 96% of the snaps. And so you have a couple of running backs, and I'm looking at the Dallas game when Jordan Mason was hurt and couldn't go, and Isaac Garendo almost had 100 yards. Isaac Garendo, a guy who is your fourth string running back to start the year with Elijah Mitchell at the time, and J.P. Mason's been great. And so McCaffrey comes back, and then last week against Seattle, you play him all but two snaps. He played all but two snaps on offense, and he's not back to McCaffrey level. He's not doing what he used to do in the pass game. He's better. He certainly isn't doing it in the run game. And you could tell me that there aren't any holes open, but earlier in the year, it felt like that there were holes for Mason and for Garendo against Dallas, and Seattle's defense is not great. They're okay. It's an okay defense, and yet McCaffrey was unable to get even 4 yards a carry. So is it a question of the offense, the play calling, the O-line, or the fact that you're giving the ball 20-some times to a guy who's not really ready?
I mean, they're all good questions. What I can't tell yet, like, let's focus on that for a second, because I keep hearing people say, well, Christian's not 100%. Do we know that for sure? Like, what is it yours? I don't see him look like he's lacking speed. He's Christian McCaffrey. I'd argue he knows how to cut a run back. He knows how to hit a hole. He doesn't look slow to me. Are we sure that he's not 100%? Or are we just saying that because he hasn't gotten any chunk plays in the first two games?
We're saying that because when you see it, he doesn't have that same like jump cut ability that I'm used to seeing, where he gets to a spot and he's able to jump out and explode out and make something else happen. I see a guy who is getting the ball, running the play, and doing his darn best, and he's getting, you know, about 4 yards a carry, 19 for 79 against Seattle, and he had 4 catches for 27. It's fine. 23 touches for 106. That's basically 5 yards a touch, which is acceptable, question mark. But when you're dealing with a guy who was top five in the MVP and he's widely seen as the best two-way running back in football, this is not up to his standard. And yet, Kyle Shanahan and company, Bobby Turner, the running back coach, they felt like giving him the ball, giving him every opportunity was the best way to go forward. And I look at it, and I've watched the game now 3 times, and Jordan Mason had 2 carries, and they both were pretty forceful and pretty successful and pretty aggressive, and yet that's all he got. He was on the field for 2. He got the ball twice, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
Game over. And that, to me, is something where, you know, I don't know if you feel like you owe it to Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, I hope not.
Me either. But, you know, you got a guy who was leading the league in rushing. He was top 2 for 6 or 7 weeks.
I think he's still top 10, isn't he? He didn't even play
anymore. I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks of no football. And
he was playing great. And I'm not using his shoulder injury as an excuse, but I will say that he had fewer carries in those games, and he had fewer yards. That's just a fact, a statistical fact. And now he seems to be healthy again, and yet he can't get on the field.
He's 12th now, by the way. He's 12th in the league in rushing.
Okay.
Just 703 yards.
Yards per carry, he's probably up there top 2.
Yards per carry, he is... oh, whoops, that kind of changed to all the people who have like 2 carries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's up there, though. He's definitely up there. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry. He's averaging over 5 yards a carry. That's pretty good. I'm seeing Saquon Barkley's at 5.8. Derrick Henry's at 6. Jahmyr Gibbs, 6. These are the guys who are Chuba Hubbard, 5.1. Jordan Mason, 5.1. Lamar Jackson, 6.1.
Jaden Daniels, 5.2.
Yeah, the new kid with the New York Giants, Tyrone Tracy, is at 5.1. Yeah, that's elite stuff. That's elite stuff. I think actually what we're talking about both ends up in the same eye of the storm. The bottom line is, I think, short sample, and I get it, he's the reigning offensive player of the year, but it feels like 2 weeks in, you are leaning too much on Christian McCaffrey. That's what it feels like to me. From Jordan Mason has been suddenly relegated to the bench to the number that I see, which is you have completely stopped throwing the ball downfield, like entirely.
Right.
You just stopped, like not one, 2 full football games, and not once did you even attempt to throw the ball 20 yards downfield. That feels like too much focus on Christian McCaffrey. And if I'm a defensive coordinator going against the Niners, that's what I'm going to focus on. And if you focus on one thing, you're probably going to be able to stop it. And what opens it up for those players is if you start getting other people involved. You keep the defense honest. You open up some run lanes for McCaffrey by hucking the ball over the defense's head when they fill up the box.
Yep, yep.
So
I do think that Kyle kind of addressed it yesterday when he talked about Seattle playing a lot of too high shell with the cover 2 with the 2 deep safeties. When you've got 2 safeties deep, it's going to be really hard to throw the ball 20 and 30 yards down the field because that's why they're back there. So I do think that that limits what you can do against a defense like that. But at the same time, you can, you know, scheme up other ways to get throws 10, 15 yards down the field. I think you're right, Mark. It looked like against Seattle was a lot of just, you know, get back there, pass rush was beating the pass blocking, and it was a lot of just quick check downs and trying to get rid of it.
888-957-9570. We always love it when you want to connect with the show. Dennis in the city has called. Hey, Dennis, thank you for calling.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Not much. It's great conversation. I think that, looking at Kyle Shanahan's decisions since McCaffrey's come back, just like what you guys were saying, I don't understand why he didn't ease McCaffrey back in. Mason was running the ball well. We could keep running the ball with Mason and McCaffrey and use McCaffrey in pass situations, but don't use the guy the whole game. He, like you say, he's had no training camp. He's just coming back. And I believe that the reason why McCaffrey was injured to begin with, because last year it was McCaffrey left, McCaffrey right, McCaffrey up the middle, never give him a break. Me and my sons watch the games and just go, why doesn't he ever run Mason or Mitchell? Give McCaffrey a break. And now he doesn't learn by his mistakes. He did the same thing with Mostert. When Mostert was playing for this team, he brought him back after injuries, and he ran him like in the Rams game 17 times in the first half. Mostert got hurt and never came back the rest of the year. And this is what we're facing again. He doesn't learn by his mistakes.
Well, Dennis, I want to split the difference on your point. Thank you for the call. It's a good call. I never want to do this where you blame an injury on he got hurt because XYZ last year. That's not fair. Yeah. You don't know.
There's only one that I've been able to do that and felt good about.
Which was what?
Trey Lance. He ran him into the ground.
Even that.
But I don't want to get back to that.
Even that, they're playing football, man. Yeah. Like, I don't know why someone got hurt. They got hurt because somebody hit them in the you-know-whats, and now they're hurt. Like, so I don't want to A to B on that. And I would defend Kyle circumstantially on Christian McCaffrey usage. I'd argue that even though maybe, for instance, Dennis disagrees, I didn't want Christian McCaffrey taking a bunch of breathers last year. He was the offensive player of the year, and the Niners were awesome.
Yeah, fair.
And they're scoring ridiculous points, and Christian McCaffrey led the world in touchdowns. Why the hell would you take him off the field? I'm not worried about two, three, four years down the road.
Last year.
This is different.
Thank you.
Now is different than then.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And I look at Jordan Mason's snap counts, and it was 54 against Kansas City, 11 against Dallas. He got injured. 3 against Tampa, 2 against Seattle. So this guy now has been officially put on ice.
He's played five snaps since the bye
in 2 games, including the last game where he 2 snaps, 2 carries, 13 yards. Thank you, hit the showers.
I mean, I think the question we're all heading toward is, what would you like to see this 49er offense do differently? Because we're here now, folks. We're here. There's no more wiggle room. They've got to change, and they have 2 really difficult games, and they're going to have to be amazeballs in order to get something good out of this season. So what would you like to see from this offense that you're not seeing right now?